we've got your yeah. smartphone in a lovely
blue case.
Turquoise blue case.
Yes, from Carnaby Street. So
oh, cool.
So this is the cover screen. So you kind of get a yeah. ticker of how many summaries or summaries I have in the app. So I've got
95.
And I've got a little trending headline. And actually what we do is we take any news article and we run it through an algorithm that can automatically change the news article's format to fit the mobile size screen. So it means you can get snack size news information on a wide variety of topics. So,
and you developed this algorithm.
I developed the initial algorithm.
The mathematical formula whereby you go down, you bring it down to the essentials, a summary.
Right, factual stripping and a statistical. So instead of looking at the meaning of the article, because that would mean that we could only summarize certain topics, we actually look at the positions and frequencies of certain sentences and then try and form a coherent paragraph. But actually, over the last 9 months, we've been working with kind of the top NLP experts in the world. So I hired like a veteran of summarization called Inderjeet Mani.
A veteran LP? What expert did you say?
He's called Inderjeet Mani. He's kind of got a PhD, been in summarization for about 30 years. We've hired him in-house. And we've also been working with SRI, which is a research facility out in California. Used to be Stanford University, now spun out.
So it's quite impressive. Someone who doesn't even have their high school degree yet is hiring someone who's got their PhD, but you still haven't shown me how it works. So I have to be convinced.
If I click on a tile, so
okay,
I've
got some nice blue and green.
So green are my own topics, like Microsoft and the BBC, and I've got another one here, Apple. And then my blue topics are either
we entertainment and arts,
or
politics,
world news.
And world news. Okay, there it is. So okay, now I'm interested in world news. So tonight we're looking at Syria, Israel. Syria tanks enter Golan DMZ. Can you give me a summary of that? Because
yeah.
I've been reading
so
it. It's about 1.5 pages long.
So the app actually has that in the world news category. And so if I read it out, it goes, Israel, Syria tanks enter Golan DMZ. Israel's military says 3 Syrian tanks have entered the demilitarized zone in the Golan Heights. A military spokesman says Israel complained to the UN peacekeeping force in the area after the tanks entered Saturday. The relatively low-key response suggested Israel did not see the armor as an immediate threat. Misfired Syrian shells have exploded inside Israel on several occasions.
Where did you get this idea?
I was revising for some history exams last year and clicking in and out of all these search results, which is quite an inefficient process. You waste a lot of time. And I thought if you could create an automatically generated summary of the search result, it would actually save you time from having to click on it. And I released an app in the summer of last year just called Trimit on the App Store. It got featured by Apple. And as a result, someone who runs Mr. Li Ka-shing's private fund in Hong Kong actually just emailed me and they invested $300,000 in but they've been very supportive and we're pretty proud of, you know, where we've got it to now.
Oliver Devereaux on the App Store's review page said navigation unclear and some early reviewers described it as confusing. Mm-hmm. Now, when you read that, what does it say to you? That it's still not quite the product it should be or just part of the usual?
So that is totally fine because the way we've structured the user interface is we've tried to differentiate it from other applications. So you'll notice on the UI, there are no buttons. We're taking full advantage of the screen size because we want to obviously fit as much as we can into the summary, right? There's no scroll bar. The idea is it fits the screen. As a result, we've come up with this left, right, up, down navigation, which is actually extraordinarily intuitive. You swipe left and right to get to the next story in a category, and you kind of swipe upward just to go back to the tiles.
But what would I say to you that, you know, most of us journalists actually want to read the whole thing because actually we want to get the detail. I follow Syria very closely, mm-hmm. so I want all of the nuances, all of the details. So, or am I an anomaly?
That's
most people
fine.
Want snacks, as you call it.
So no. I mean, the way I use Summary is I swipe through 5 summaries and there's a story that particularly interests me. So if it's on Syria, it's for you. You know, for me, it might be, you know, a story on Apple. I'll read the summary, and if I've got, you know, quick internet connection and if I want to read the full story, I can just swipe down and then I'll go about reading that full story. So, you know, we're not trying to say the summaries are a substitution for the original content. They're actually a means of discovering it.
So what's next? Would you be like Bill Gates? You won't finish high school?
No, that's way too exaggerated. I want to go to university still and study philosophy.
You want to study philosophy?
Yeah, philosophy and politics. They're my two kind of things. I had an academic scholarship to my school and like my humanities was my strength. So I want to make sure that, you know, in 2 years' time, I'm still eligible for university.
So you're going to try to summarize Heidegger and
that won't work. It's
Plato
not the right...
and...
No, that's definitely not the right kind of corpus. We summarize news articles at the moment. We also do Wikipedia entries. We can train the algorithm over time, though. Who knows? 2 years' time, it might be.